What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Well, you know, looking at the weather reports this morning, Don, and it seems like we're getting a mixture of heat and then coolness and then rain. No big problems here for the next few weeks. Maybe a few people starting to complain about dryness, but overall, we're coming into the middle of June. Today's June 15th, and some would say almost ideal growing conditions, probably potential for another big crop, big bushels for folks who got it in.
This grain market seems like we're kind of in a sideways pattern right now.
Yeah, a lot of folks ask me, what could really get this market to rally? And outside the funds covering their short position, their short possibly 300,000 contracts of corn, there's not a lot of activity. Optimism would be that China has bought several loads of soybeans last week, but the corn market's just going sideways. Wheat harvest is progressing. That's gently making your KC and Board of Trade wheat sell-off. Looking for the optimism, folks want to hear that the markets can go up. We got a lot of bushels, a lot of extra bushels. We're going to need some type of catalyst here to light the spark to get this thing to go up.
What's happening in those outside markets?
Oh, Don, large volatility is back in the stock market. Volatility's expanded from 28 back up to almost 48. So the VIX, as we say in the stock trading world, a lot of day traders in there, a lot of volatility. Big volatility Thursday, Friday, and again overnight. Dow Jones futures were down as much as 900 points overnight. Look for an exciting week in the stock indices.
Tommy, what else is on your radar?
Just want to keep an eye on this North Dakota weather. We got real big heat coming in, 97 degrees here on Tuesday. I want to see how that plays out. We're going to have heat with storms or just the heat? That'll be interesting.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota.